You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, December 14, 2017, week 230 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike's desk.
Are you ready for America's Sweetheart?
I am ready. Start giving me some facts.
This person is dyslexic.
Ooh. Dyslexic. All right. Don't know who's dyslexic in Hollywood, but I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
This person quit smoking after starting smoking at the age of 14.
Quit smoking after starting smoking.
The fact that she quit smoking, but she started smoking at the age of 14.
Quit smoking when?
I don't know.
But not, did they start and quit in the same year?
No.
Let's go with 'Carrie Fisher.
No.
Damn. All right. Just thought I'd throw one out there because it is Star Wars Day. Sort of.
Kind of.
Star Wars night.
This person. Did not meet her father until 1988. This one's a tough one. This isn't anyone.
1988. That's a very specific year, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Another clue.
Her name means life in Norwegian, Swedish, and Danish.
First name?
Yeah.
Okay. I do not know. I wish I spoke Norwegian Swedish.
This person has never taken an acting lesson.
Could be anyone.
Her son's godfather is David Beckham. Doesn't help at all.
That kind of helps. Well, it could help if it's the right kind of hint.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm thinking it's a British person then, but that could be the right kind of hint. Give me another hint.
Is only 8 years younger than Kate Blanchett, but plays her granddaughter in a movie franchise.
In a franchise. 8 years younger granddaughter?
In reality, she's 8 years younger.
Yeah.
But she plays her granddaughter.
What?
Yeah.
Is there time travel?
No.
What? Mother's crazy enough, but grandmother. What? What is happening? All right, give me another hint. It's blowing my mind.
Person used to be a vegetarian.
Used to be. Give me another one. Yeah.
For that Cate Blanchett franchise movie. It's related to that, okay?
Okay.
Franchise. She recorded a song, but the director didn't feel the song was right for the intended scene, so they put it into the extended version. Since then, this person has stated how much they enjoy singing and recording and how they have always felt a strong relationship towards music.
French. Singing. I'm blanking totally. I got nothing.
This person learned sword fighting for the role in that franchise, but the script was changed and they never got to use that skill.
Give me. I get that one.
The decision to cast her in the music video Crazy was based on seeing her Pantene commercial with absolutely no knowledge her father was in the band. Crazy is the name of the song.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Crazy. Don't know. Might need a gimme.
No, yeah, I'll try to give you a gimme.
All right.
I saw one in here.
I'm stuck on this franchise thing.
But you're going to beat yourself up after you know about it. She and her other castmate from that franchise, John Rhys-Davies, have both appeared in films about the Incredible Hulk. Rhys-Davies played Wilson Fisk, a.k.a. Kingpin, in The Trial of the Incredible Hulk from 1989, while this person played someone else in The Incredible Hulk. Daredevil and Kingpin have also been played by her Armageddon castmates Ben Affleck and Michael Clark Duncan.
I know this one. I should have got it sooner. It's Liv Tyler, right?
Yeah.
I should have got that sooner. That music, we talked about that music video before.
Yeah, how she's...
And we also talked about the dad meet.
Yeah, Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
I chose it because Steven Tyler opened up a school for abused girls today. And Steven Tyler would be a hard person to put on here. As America's sweetheart. But Liv Tyler. Born... Not Liv Tyler. She was born Liv Rundgren and actually thought her father was Liv Rundgren until one day she went to a concert and said, "That is my father." And Liv.
Wait, what's the story?
I think she went to an Aerosmith concert and she's like, "That's my father," because her mom told her that, like, yeah, like she saw Steven Tyler and was like, "That's my father."
Well, I mean, they do look like you could see their face. You could see
and
their face
she knew that her mom, like, was dating a rock star for a little bit, but. Her mom was dating someone else.
Wait, did they meet at that rock show? And he said, "I'm your daughter."
No, let me see.
Did he not know about her, or? I'm fascinated by this whole story now.
Okay, let me find out. Okay. Yeah, that franchise with Lord of the Rings.
That's. Yeah, that I didn't still wouldn't. Okay, so elves, that's what it is. Elves. Yeah. That's why it's grandma. Because elves are old. All makes sense.
Okay,
I knew it had to be something. It couldn't just be. Yeah, but there's so many people in that movie. I always forget.
Yeah.
Who's who. So I don't think that would help me.
Yeah, her Todd Rundgren is her other father, but in 1976, her mother became unexpectedly pregnant from a brief relationship with Steven Tyler. On July 1st, Buell, what's her mom's last name, gave birth, naming the daughter Liv Rundgren and claiming that Todd Rundgren was the biological father. Rundgren and Buell ended their romance relationship, but Rundgren put his heart and soul into the white lie. At age of 8, Liv met Steven Tyler and he noticed a resemblance she shared with his other daughter, Mia. When she asked her mother about the similarity, the secret was revealed. The truth about Tyler's paternity did not become public until 6 years later in 1991, when she changed her name from Rundgren to Tyler.
That's how the public found out?
Yeah. But kept the former as her middle name. Buell stated reason for the initial decision was that Steven was too heavily addicted to drugs at the time of her birth. Since learning the truth about her paternity, Liv and Steven have developed a close relationship. They also have worked together professionally, once when she was appeared in the music video for Crazy, and again when Aerosmith performed many of the songs in the film Armageddon, which she starred in. According to Tyler, Todd Rundgren basically decided when I was born that I needed a father, so he signed my birth certificate. He knew that there was a chance that I might not be his, but he paid to put her through private school, and she visited him several times a year. Tyler maintains a close relationship with Rundgren. I'm so grateful to him. I have so much love for him. You know, when he holds me, it feels like daddy. And he's very protective and strong. And she has ADHD and all this stuff.
She's dyslexic.
Dyslexic and has ADHD, apparently. And she's on Ritalin. Oh, I think that's where it came out from, because we were looking at stars who were on Ritalin
or something
like that. And Emma Watson is one of them.
Yes. Yes, that is. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so how old?
Ooh. Let's see.
Is Liv Tyler?
Well, you gave me a lot of hint. You gave me, you told me.
How old is she, though?
Okay, let's do the math. Can I do math? That's the key to this now.
Because.
All right. And then I got it. All right. My calculations are correct. She should be 41.
She's actually 40.
When's her birthday?
July 1st, 1977.
But it was 76.
What?
76 that she was born.
No, she was born in 77.
Oh, she became pregnant in 76.
Yeah, she was pregnant in 76.
So, well, I could have, if it was early in the year, I could have been right, but if it was late in the year.
How tall are you?
5'8".
Okay. How tall is Liv Tyler?
5'7".
No.
Okay.
You're outside of the range of...
Not even close?
I mean...
Shorter or taller?
She's taller.
Oh. It's like 5'11".
That's close enough. 5'10".
Man, she's tall.
Yeah.
Tall. How tall is...
Steven Tyler?
How tall is Ed Norton? Is he tall? I think he's tall. He's got to be taller than her, right?
He's 6.
Okay. Yeah, Norton's the guy that looks short, but he's tall.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, how do you categorize that? People that look short, but are tall.
The opposite of Tom Cruise.
Yeah, the opposite of Tom Cruise. There you go. Or some people just looked...
Oh, average. Highest grossing Liv Tyler movie?
I guess 6 isn't tall. It's like average. I'm going to say Return of the King. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yep.
$377 million.
Did that franchise keep making more money at each film?
Yeah.
It's impressive.
What about without Lord of the Rings? Can you guess?
Oh, but not all three of them? Without three of them?
Yeah, without all three of them.
I got to go Incredible Hulk.
No, it's actually number 5.
What other movies is she in?
Armageddon. Armageddon.
Never seen Armageddon.
$201 million versus $134.
What are the other ones on the list?
The Strangers. That Thing You Do. Jersey Girl. Rain Over Me.
Yep.
I love her in That Thing You Do.
I haven't seen any of those movies, that's why.
Yeah, you're missing out.
Wouldn't be able to pick it. But I knew Lord of the Ring. I got number one.
I saw something whereas Tom Hanks wrote a bunch of short stories, and they're like proof that Tom Hanks is a great writer and actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no one saw That Thing You Do? He was a great writer. It is such a good movie.
No one saw that.
A lot of people saw that movie.
All right. Tell people to start listing Tom Cruise movies. Tell me when that.
Tom Cruise?
Tom Hanks movies. Yeah, list Tom Cruise movies. They'll never come up with That Thing You Do. They really won't.
Yeah.
But Tom Hanks movies, and tell me when That Thing You Do comes up on the list.
You don't know what you're missing.
Okay. All right. You say so.
This Week in Movies, and now Ferdinand and Star Wars The Last Jedi. Ferdinand, the problematic movie with John Cena where he plays a Spanish bull for some reason.
Yes.
And a lot of people are in that movie that aren't Spanish.
Go see Coco.
Yeah, go see Coco.
That's what I say. I mean, they're Mexican, not Spanish, but I'm saying
if you're gonna watch a movie. Yeah, it's a culturally acceptable movie.
That's what I meant.
Or Star Wars The Last Jedi, where like culture doesn't really matter.
And that's what I just watched, because everyone is in space, and everyone is every different culture, and there's aliens.
Yeah.
So go watch Star Wars, which is what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
But you won't be able to talk about it until next...
For 2 weeks. Oh, no. That's true. That's going to be annoying.
Yeah.
May do a bonus pod, though. Star Wars, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
Probably.
I think so. I think it warrants it, probably. Yeah. Unless we're like... we're into this one. Then we'll be like, but what are the chances of that? Find very low.
Yeah. I'd be shocked.
I'm more shocked when things don't turn out good. I'm like, what? it hasn't happened in a while, I guess, from stuff I'm absolutely expecting.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars, Pixar, and
Marvel.
Marvel movies. And there haven't been one, and I'm like, oh no.
This isn't that good.
Yeah. It was awful.
Let's talk about Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Yes. They teased this trailer for a while.
Life finds a way.
Yeah. He didn't do the in the trailer. And apparently his role is only a cameo. If you're looking for a lot of Jeff Goldblum, please looking for a lot.
Go watch Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, he's more in Thor Ragnarok than Fallen Kingdom.
That's what I was thinking based on that trailer.
That's what I was thinking too. But like some people were confused. So. Please know that. Because I'd be very disappointed if I was expecting a lot of Goldblum and I got a dose of it.
Yeah. I'd
be disappointed. And that's what we're getting. But knowing it's just that, that's fine. Okay.
But. Yeah, same here.
But this is a hard movie. I don't know. I feel like this is a hard movie to like do. Because like the other one was like mega. I feel like because of the nostalgia, I feel like because it's really the sequel successor to Jurassic Park. And now it seems like they'd like, it's just a hard story to crack because the magic of Jurassic Park and world, why it made money, is that it's the park part of it. It's the.
Yeah, this one seems weird.
This one, like the park, it almost feels like Jurassic Park 2. Again, kind of. Not really, but like they're going to the island,
close enough.
But it's already broken down. It's similar in my head from just the trailer we've seen.
I just don't get it. Like, what are they going to do with all those dinosaurs?
Yeah, they're going to take them off the island to do because the volcano's exploding, but then what are they going to do? Take them where?
I can't imagine that this
like,
is
I guess
like
it's, I guess
a lot of the movie that we saw in the trailer. It like, spans a whole movie.
Yeah, I'm curious what actually happens in this movie. I assume a lot of it's
we know that they're not together.
Yeah, they're not together. Guess that's the big plot points there.
What if this is a stinker movie?
Could be. I could see it not being good. It's not going to make as much money as that's what they're expecting.
Yeah.
But I think they're banking on a lot of us like, oh, that he raised that rap.
That's true.
I think that's what they're going for, which could be good. Like I like that was fun, him and Chris Pratt and the raptor.
Yeah, blue.
Fun little relationship, so I could see that being good. But
I didn't like how they showed us the T-Rex biting that other dinosaur.
Me either.
I was like,
they showed us a little too much of the scenes that I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was like, that would have been cool to see.
Yeah.
In a theater for the first time.
Yeah. They were sure. I mean, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm curious what happens with this movie, because it's a hard. I think that's like a captured the moment, that Jurassic World first movie. This seems like a tougher sell.
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
But Chris Pratt does seem more Chris Pratt in this one, which I like.
Yeah.
Which I think is good, because his other character is kind of boring. This is him acting more like Star-Lord-ish. Like, he's more funny. He's more reacting. He's, like, more Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
I like that.
Our buddy Chris.
Our buddy Chris.
yeah. We also saw the Jessica Jones Season 2 trailer.
Mm-hmm. Unexpectedly.
No Luke Cage?
No Luke Cage. I don't think we're getting any Luke Cage.
We'd also didn't see, what's his name? Apparently he's in it.
Yeah, sure he's haunting her. Love me some David Tennant, so I'm excited about that.
And then we saw Hellcat.
You saw what?
What's her friend's name?
Oh, Hellcat. I wonder if she becomes Hellcat in this season.
I hope so, I'm waiting.
I think so. I would think so. I hope so,
too. Driving me crazy.
Yeah. She's been in 3 things already. She was in Defenders and she wasn't Hellcat once.
Yeah.
But we see her assistant drugged out dude, whatever.
Yeah.
He's clean now.
Roommate. Yeah, I think he's been clean.
Yeah. He was only addicted because of Kilgrave. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Then she made the Spider-Man reference.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man references.
So, I wonder who she's saying it to.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, they didn't show that. But it looks like it's the story. Like, we heard the story was like, she's trying to discover where she got her powers and stuff. I think we heard that a while back.
Which is from season 1.
So they teased that in the trailer, basically.
Yeah.
So it looks good to me. Explosion. There was an explosion.
Yeah.
It's coming March. March 8th?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So we get Black Panther February, Jessica Jones March, and then Infinity War. Oh, no. That's May.
Oh, also.
What do we get for April? Nothing.
Yes. I saw another trailer that you don't care about.
Okay.
Terrace House, new season. So released a trailer.
Nice.
Starts on Tuesday.
Are you week to week person or
no? Apparently, so they're doing is like 10 episodes in 10 days, like the first 10 days. But then after that, it goes bi-weekly, something like that.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's interesting how people release
before they didn't do it. like they did, like they waited 2 months before they released it in America.
Yeah.
So people don't know what they're going to do. Mm. But,
yeah, because you can't really watch without like subtitles, right?
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But then they also showed like, because they don't show who's in the house, but people are speculating that one of the guys is a guy that was already in Tara's house before.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So are you going to read spoilers on it, though?
I can't. Let's take this very seriously. This is a show I'm very serious about.
I'm just interested if you would like come upon it. Like there's a subreddit. You're
Yeah, I'm in the subreddit.
But like you don't think you're going to hear anything from
looking at it? I hope not.
Okay.
I think for this, I think too many people are excited about this.
Yeah. But it's mostly like American.
In that subreddit, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 99.9%.
Got it. But Japanese people are as obsessed with the show as...
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a worldwide obsession, Mike.
All right, that's what I thought.
You're the only one.
I'm not involved yet.
It's called Terrace House Opening New Doors or something like that. It's in like the forest.
I don't know. I just like I feel like I would sit down and watch it if you were watching it, but I don't know if I could watch it alone. But there's so much of it.
Yeah, that I would never watch it with you because it's like...
That'd be too crazy. There's too much.
It's like literally like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're in our meth days.
No.
We're still sitting there watching all this TV. Yeah. On meth.
Meth days.
Yeah, meth days. On Netflix today.
Oh no, we also saw the animated Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
Trailer.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is on.
Yes. So this is the Miles Morales led Spider-Man film. Basically like a 1 minute trailer. But that animation style is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I think this could be good. I like Bill Lord and Chris Miller. I think they could do something cool with this. And it just looks different. I was saying it reminded me a lot of that MTV.
Neil Patrick Harris Spider-Man.
Yeah. So, and I really like that show. That show went away too soon.
Yeah.
But like that style looks very similar. So it's very different from what we've seen in the Spider-Verse. It makes more sense in a animated form. It's hard to like... do that. I don't know. Like, it's harder, I think, to do that in a live action version. So, yeah. Let's see what they do next year, I think. Still a year away.
On Netflix today, 41 Dogs in My House, or My Home, A&E, When Patients Attack, Ansley Eats the Streets, Season 1, and Halt and Catch Fire, Season 4. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.